It was a show of strength for the socialist government, a direct response to anti-government protests across Bolivia on Monday. President Luis Arce addressed crowds in Bolivia's three main cities, Cochabamba, Santa Cruz and La Paz.
If they don't respect the election results, if they don't respect democracy, if they don't respect the popular vote, then we'll make sure they respect us in the streets.
He's promoting a law designed to tackle illicit earnings that he says will help the fight against drug traffickers and money laundering. The lower house of Congress passed it last month. However, the government has put off pushing it through Bolivia's upper house.
The women are here to fight. We won't rest. We'll defend our country, more united than ever.
We're here to defend democracy and for the unity of the Bolivian people. We reject separatism and division and those who don't represent our country.
Opponents say the law will give the authorities unprecedented powers and is a step towards a totalitarian state. They include business owners and small traders, but also some trade unions and indigenous groups in a country divided.
We are against this law because it means we will be inspected. They will inspect what we sell every day and also the assets we have obtained, our houses, our cars and years of earnings. So we don't agree.
They have threatened to resume their protests if the government does not scrap the law in the next 3 days. The challenge is clear. Both sides have said they will not back down.
When they take to the streets, unfortunately, it means the institutional spaces have shrunk. This is not a good sign. Both the government and the opposition are showing their force, while the law they're fighting over has been put on hold.
With the divisions in Bolivian society again visible on the streets, a return to the social and political turmoil that's plagued the country throughout much of its history now seems inevitable. Daniel Schweimler, Al Jazeera.